It is a great honor for me to present to you one of the most preeminent and influential guitar players of our time. A lot of the music that is being brought to you throughout this weekend has been kept alive by gentlemen like we're going to see right here. He was a major part of the folk boom of the 1960s. And ever since that time, when people first recognized the great talent this man had, since then he has continued to garner fans around the world and all across this country. And I know there's a whole lot of them here tonight. Please welcome, from Deep Cap, North Carolina, Sugar Hill recording artist Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That microphone's got a bark to it, Jack. It's a little one, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
See if I'm on. Thank you very much for staying around to hear me and Uncle Jack pick a few of three or four. I think they already introduced Jack, but he comes from down Harrisburg, North Carolina. I think. Did they say Charlotte?
No, he didn't.
Well, Jack picks good and he's a pretty good fella, and that's all you can ask of a man. The EQ, this is to the house sound, man, Jeff. The EQ is like I want it on the guitar, so I believe they'll like it the way I want it to sound. Thank you, buddy. Okay, wait. I didn't say that for an applause. I was just talking to the sound man, please. We'll do a song that's from an album Merlin I did a long time ago. It's called Doc Watson on Stage. A good old Delmore Brothers song called Brown's Ferry Blues.